Hey, you guys, time for another sidetrack. It's Thursday today.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys have been enjoying the witching hour I put up earlier with the mad science stories.
We watched some shit last night. Fucking had me.
Now, don't go too much into it because we're going to review it for the matinee show. Yeah. We finished watching Tiger King.
Yeah.
You guys got to see this. This is the craziest shit you have ever seen. And, like, everybody, it's just, it was one of those things, like, I really like, Netflix is really good with their, like, true crime documentaries. Like, you know, a lot of them are serious and stuff like that, which, you know, that's fine. This one, these people, it's like you think that it can't get crazier or more unexpected, because I didn't know much about this case. I'd heard of that guy, like Joe Exotic, but that was about all I knew. I didn't know about all the shit. I didn't know about the shit with Carol Baskin, like the big cat rescue lady and stuff. And so it just seemed like each episode, it just got more and more outlandish. And you just couldn't fucking believe.
And it turns out it's all true. It's all true.
All the main players are like the worst people ever. They're all terrible. Everyone's terrible.
Yesterday, I mentioned that, you know, some people might use the term white trash, and I said, no way's trash. I don't know if I might back up off of that.
Now that we've seen the whole series. Know. Never mind.
White people have a certain expectations, you know what I mean? We expect those of our kind to kind of be able to meet a certain standard. If not, I was feeling fucking embarrassed, man. I really was. I was getting embarrassed. I was just going, like, I was just putting my head in my hands.
I mean, to their credit, like, pretty much every, because I watched, like, some other reviews of it, like, earlier today, just out of curiosity.
And this is Florida.
Well, it's Oklahoma, actually.
Well, yeah, it did, they were in both. Go ahead. Actually, yeah. What?
Some of it took place in Florida, but some of it was, most of it was Oklahoma.
Okay.
But, most of the reviews, most people said the same thing. It's like, they could not believe it. It's like, what planet are all of these people from? And it's like, this is, and, you know, most of them said, this is the most batshit insane thing you will ever see. It's like, none of the people are likable. Like, some of the, like, you know, people around the periphery, like, friends of the main people, those people are likable.
They just don't make any goddamn sense.
No, these are, like, all insane people. They're all insane people.
Every person in the
Everybody
goddamn is just, like,
is terrible and insane.
What?
But in Pretty a really much. Entertaining way.
Oh, yeah, it's entertaining.
It is very entertaining.
You just can't believe it.
That's what I mean. I can't believe these
are real
people. You
just can't believe it.
Like I said, we don't want to go too much into
you're
it.
You're seeing it.
Because I want to review it for the matinee show.
You're
but
seeing it, and it just doesn't fucking make sense.
That's what I mean. It's like, know, it's not like, computing.
Yeah, you're like,
I can't believe that it's like people like that, like, walking around.
Yeah, it's too much shit. You're just like, nah, this is, people aren't really like this. And it's not fake. It's fucking real.
Yeah, I definitely don't get the sense that they're acting.
Yeah. And people were killed in the filming of this shit. And people actually go to prison in this shit.
It's some crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like I said, it technically is a true crime series.
And
but
animals were harmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't show it, but
yeah, I was happy about that because, like I said, the little warning thing says animal harm, and I'm like, no, I don't want to see that.
It's about these
show all the people harm you want.
Yeah, it's just
about
these cliques of people. They were here in Florida first, cliques of people that fucking raised. We're in the big cat business, but there's not supposed to be a big cat business. It's illegal to sell cats and things associated with cats, like cat fur and shit. Like, you're not supposed to be able to sell that. Or deal with that. But they find ways. They just rename shit.
Yeah.
Like Cat Sanctuary might be, it says Cat Sanctuary on it, but it might be Cat Breeding Factory is what it really is.
Yeah.
And they're selling that shit out the back door, and bad shit was happening sometimes, and then they're like opposing cults that are all pretty much exactly alike, even though they all fucking hate each other.
Yeah.
And they all accuse each other of doing what they're doing. And there's a bunch of fucking people come up missing and people get killed. And one of the cat's back there fucking around.
Yeah.
One of the real famous dudes, a multi millionaire who is kind of like Florida's version of fucking Tony Montana. He was dealing in cocaine. He had a cocaine empire. And most of the cocaine was just used to fuel his addiction to fucking exotic animals. He's in it. You know, and he talks about chopping up dudes after killing them. And he goes, he went to prison and got out. It's just,
yeah, it's a real rogue's gallery.
Here's the thing. That dude was the sane one out of the damn
and
movie.
And I've seen several other reviews say that it's like he was like pretty much the only
likable
character.
Yeah, the damn,
like the only likable main character.
Yeah, the damn ex-drug dealer fucking Tony Montana.
Who
he was the only one that made any goddamn sense. The other one didn't make any fucking sense.
They're all lunatics.
Yeah.
They're all lunatics.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's super entertaining. Well, like I said, well, you know, we went into it some there, but we'll review it on Sunday. Because that'll be the second thing I review. I want to review Marianne, which I finished and it was actually really, really good. And I think tonight I have to find a third thing. I think Shudder just added a new horror movie that I've been hearing about called Daniel Isn't Real. So I will probably be reviewing that one as well, because I can watch that this evening after we finish recording. So, what was I going to say? Oh, and also, like I said, I recorded some more stories for the next Witching Hour show, which will go up next Thursday. I'm not going to say what the theme is, but one of the stories was Edgar Allan Poe's Hop Frog. So if you guys know what that story is about. I thought that since I hadn't done book recommendations in the last couple, and since we were talking about animals because of that batshit crazy Tiger King show, I wanted to recommend a couple of nonfiction books about animals that are actually really kick-ass. This first one, and I love this fucking book. I've read it 2 or 3 times. It's called The Mind of the Raven by Bernd Heinrich, and he is an ornithologist. And he has, this book is amazing because I knew that, like, crows and ravens, corvids, as they call them, were really intelligent. Not even just as birds go, but as animals in general go. But the shit that he did, because he has a whole, like, raven enclosure, like, in his house, so he can study them all the time. It's just, like, he has a window that opens out into this big, like, huge enclosure. And he devises, like, all these, like, tests and stuff for them. And the shit that they can do, some of the shit that they can do is stuff that, like, monkeys can't figure out how to do.
Yeah.
One thing that ravens do, and maybe a lot of people know this because they have videos of them doing it, they can't just use tools. They can make a tool for a specific purpose.
Yeah.
Like, you can build, like, he built, like, these things that he would put food, like, so that you would have to have a tool that was, like, curved. And then he just gave them, like, all these tools that were straight. And they figured out how to, like, make, they took the wires and stuff and made, like, a fucking curved thing so they could get the thing in there.
Which leads you to believe, since, you know,
holy crap,
birds are, like, the living descendants of dinosaurs. May have been the dinosaurs are pretty smart.
Yeah, it's like, I always feel like, because when I was a kid and I was really into dinosaurs, what are you doing, Pokey? She's trying to play in the box.
Yeah, this is a box.
I always heard that, like, dinosaurs were really dumb, but I don't know if that's the case. I mean, maybe the really big ones were dumb because they were just, like, you know, mostly they grazed and stuff.
Yeah, they had herd animals and prey
But
animals.
I feel like the smaller ones, like your velociraptor types, were probably super intelligent because weren't they pack hunters? And
yeah,
usually they have to be smart to be pack hunters.
They had brains the size of a dog. Of a cat.
Yeah, so, and it's like cats and dogs are pretty smart.
Imagine if that was a damn bird brain that size. Probably be pretty smart.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't know what the fucking cells look like. You know what I mean? What the brain cells look like, how it was arranged.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with the interconnectivity between all those damn
cells.
That's
what I'm saying. It's like
not so much the amount of them.
Yeah. I mean, they used to say that, like, you know, the ratio brain to body size, you know, was a factor. But I don't know if that's really a factor anymore because, like I said, a lot of birds, particularly crows, are way, way, way more intelligent. They even do more intelligent shit than, like, monkeys or dogs and stuff, and their brains are, like, really small.
They've noticed those damn hunting spiders, or little bitty hunting spiders. They have a damn brain the size of a salt crystal, and they're planning ahead.
Yeah.
And trying to see a path to something that's quite complicated, and they can get there.
See, that's what I always freak, because the thing about spiders is that to make a web that intricate, you know, I can see how, like, making, like, say, the orb web, you know, your standard orb web, you know, that could be, like, instinct or whatever, but it's like you're not going to be always making it in the same environment, and you don't really know, like, what the angles are for everything and how is the best thing, but it seems like they always kind of do it.
Yeah, and there's not much there in terms of brain cells. Those little bitty tiny ants that you can barely see do all kinds of complicated shit. They don't really hardly have a brain.
Yeah, and like bees and stuff do too.
So, you know, Stuart Hameroff, he would say, well, it's not the brain. It's that damn quantum field that surrounds the brain.
That they're all kind of like drawing from.
That, you know, maybe in religion you call it a soul or a consciousness or, you know what I mean, or a sensation of being. being in a place, you know, that place where you are. That's that doing it, not so much the brain. The brain's just organizing it, you know.
Or, as we said, it could be something to do with the interconnectivity between neurons and things like that.
Well, I think that's one factor, is the brain. But Hameroff was saying there's more to it than that. Because the brain's kind of digital in a certain way. But around it, there's a quantum field of, what do you call them? They're in superposition and interconnected. No, outside that. Outside that, there's some kind of a quantum field of consciousness that is around the brain. That the brain is kind of generating it. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, and, you know, as I said, I kind of feel like a lot of animals are a lot smarter than they're given credit for. I mean, particularly, because do you remember when we were growing up and stuff like that, people would say shit about, I mean, I think people have always thought that dogs were fairly intelligent because, you know, they're very people-pleasing. But I felt like maybe cats got sort of, like, shit on a little bit for not being as smart and I feel like a lot of people thought that animals couldn't plan ahead in the same sense that a person can, but I think that's crap.
I see her planning ahead.
She plans ahead all the time.
Yeah. She sees when the bowl's empty and she tells me to fill that.
And she doesn't want it right now.
Yeah, and she eats it later.
She wants it later. She just wants to check and make sure that it's there.
Especially
for her to have later.
Especially before we go to sleep. She's like, hey.
Wait a minute. You can't go to sleep because if you go to sleep without putting food there, then I'm not going to have
any.
I want it.
She plans ahead.
Yeah. So I definitely do feel like that's kind of
there's more to them than just brain.
Yeah, maybe.
I think Stuart Hameroff is onto something.
Yeah.
About that.
But if you're like into, because I've always been really interested in birds particularly, you know, crows, owls, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, Mind of the Raven is really good. And this other book that I got here, this is In the Kingdom of Gorillas. And this is two people who live on one of those gorilla sanctuaries, like in Africa. And they're talking about the gorillas that they hang out with and all that kind of stuff. And it's really weird because, I mean, the one guy that wrote the book, they're a married couple or, you know, whatever, and they wrote this, and the one guy, he actually got attacked by a gorilla at some point. It didn't really hurt him all that bad. I think it, like, just bit him on the shoulder and stuff. Like, it hurt him, but not, you know.
Didn't maim him.
Right. And they were kind of saying, because I feel like, you know, ever since maybe King Kong, that people have this misconception of gorillas as really aggressive.
No, they're chilled
which
out.
They're actually not. I mean, they'll fuck you up if you fuck with them, like if you get in their way or if you make them mad. And they point out in this book that some of them, like just like people, all of them have different personalities. They're like the one that bit him was one that they knew it wasn't surprising because they said he was always kind of a dick, that one. So it wasn't, you know, he had like a bad temper. So he's like, you can tell, like, just like you can with people, like, gorillas are just the same. Like, they all have different personalities.
Yeah, and a male chimp, much worse than a gorilla. They can be. I saw an interview with a guy who watched one of them just eat another dude, just eat him up into pieces down in one of those parks. He said it was like looking into the eyes of a fucking demon. That's how sinister that thing was.
Yeah, they're unstoppable. They are mean as fuck.
Mean as shit. Yeah, and that was kind of a wild type chimpanzee that was in a park.
Yeah.
The park rangers knew him, you know, and he and a bunch of males went on a rampage, killed four or five people.
Well, yeah, and then there was that one, like, remember that one lady that had one for a pet on Wisely?
Yeah.
And it tore her fucking face off, or it tore her neighbor's face off?
He got sick of being locked up. It's a lot of shit.
Probably.
That, you know, they're not dumb.
Well, and the sad thing is that I think before people knew that, because I remember, like, even, like, on Sesame Street and, like, all those, like, movies back in the 70s and stuff, a lot of those, that was the same chimp, because he was kind of, like, famous, you know what I mean? And he had grown up, like, in a house with people. But they're fine until, I mean, they're real rambunctious, obviously.
They hit puberty.
But they're fine, and the males are fine. Yeah. The females are generally more chilled out. I mean, they'll fuck you up too, but the males are way worse. And once the males get to about 7 or 8 years old, you can't keep them. They're like way stronger than a person. So it's like if they're doing something you don't like and you get up in their face, they'll just tear your arm right off. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or tear your nuts right off.
Yeah.
They'll do that too. Or your face. Whatever.
They're not that much stronger than a human, though. Pound for pound, the main difference is they have a fucking tremendous bite force. They can just bite a hand right off at the fucking wrist.
Yeah, just crunch.
A human can't do that.
Yeah.
But I used to think that they were stronger than a human. They're about as strong as a dude that works out, just that they have a fucking lot of rage and they can bite.
Yeah, they're just
much,
mad.
Much more powerful bite than a human.
Just mad.
They just bite your face right off.
It's strange, yeah, because they're so closely related, not only to humans, but they're also very closely related to bonobos. And bonobos are pretty chill.
Yeah.
I mean,
they got a strong sex drive.
Well, that's how they they resolve all their problems. Yeah. They just kind of come up and instead of a handshake. Well, that's like, I read a book about bonobos, and that's what they call a bonobo handshake. A bonobo will come up and just like stick his penis up and you're just like, hey, touch it.
That's ridiculous.
That's just what they
ridiculous,
do.
Yeah.
It's like you just got to let it ride because that's how bonobos do.
There's some shit like that in that damn Tiger King movie. You'll see.
It's like I said, I really want to talk about it, but we can't because I got to do it for the matinee show. But it's like...
Shit, here, man. There's this one scene with the fucking... At a funeral. Some shit went down at a funeral.
I had to get up and walk around in a circle laughing.
Did he fucking do that? Did he really
fucking
say that?
We were just like, no.
That?
No.
He said that shit at the fucking...
Yeah. He did.
Man.
This, like I said, they're all fucking
You just
got to
see it.
He's the biggest lunatic, but everybody...
They're all lunatics. They were all lunatics in that fucking show, and they weren't playing.
No.
They were serious.
I just can't.
And you see, they're in a big old fucking tiger sanctuary. There's like 200 fucking big cats in it. And they're all running around armed, you know, just in case cats get out of control. They also had people trying to get on the property all the time. And these dudes were just nuts, man. You know, I'm totally comfortable around guns, you know, coming up in the infantry. It was nothing for me to be around fucking hundreds of dudes with loaded weapons. And then some of them are pointing at you sometimes because no matter where you are, if you're in a
you're going to point it at somebody.
Guns
sure.
are pointed at people. It's just totally normal. Those dudes had no business being around guns or having guns. At least one of them. The other one, nah.
Meth and firearms don't mix.
None of them.
Say.
None of them fucking needed to be around guns.
No. Or anything or anyone, really.
Yeah, it wasn't, and it wasn't just confined to guns. Vehicles, fucking
That's what I mean. Anything. They shouldn't be allowed to touch
around,
anything.
They shouldn't
or
have been
anybody.
Around them tigers. They shouldn't have
Ever
been around
again.
Those lions. They shouldn't have been around other human beings. They just.
Right.
They shouldn't have been in Florida. There's all kinds of shit.
They just should be on an island or like a barge out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, these dudes were a fucking mess. They were a fucking mess, man. And they're riding around on four-wheelers with fucking pretty nice firearms, you know what I mean, and fucking holsters and shit, and trying to put on the air of being a professional, and these dudes are just fucking lunatics, man.
Yeah.
They're mingling with the public, you know, people are coming to see the tigers, and they actually, in public, they kind of put on a decent show, I guess you could say, of being sane. But when the public wasn't there, if those people had known really who they were and what they were like, they'd never go
nowhere. No one would go there.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And it's in the end, I just really...
You'll see.
Yeah. I just really felt bad for the tigers.
Yeah.
More than anything. I just kind of wish they would eat everyone.
Yeah.
On the show. That would have been rad, actually. That would have been like the last episode. The tigers just ate everybody.
These dudes are just breaking...
Just said, fuck it, we hate you guys.
Breaking every fucking... every fucking rule about how to comport yourself with a fire. I mean, legal... Pointing loaded pistols at each other.
Shooting them at people.
Shooting at them at each other.
Like, as
fucking,
a joke.
As a joke. Just fucking, yeah, just ridiculous.
Yeah, hilarious.
Fucking ridiculous.
Oh, you winged my shin.
Yeah. I mean, fuckers are nuts, man.
You're so funny. What a card you are.
And in the end, you see they're mostly a danger to themselves, but fucking...
They're a danger to themselves and others. If you saw that MST3K episode. A danger to myself and others.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So did you have anything else you needed to get into today? Any other news updates? Any other messages? Anything?
Yeah, some of these governors are still going around saying, yeah, we're going to stay locked down for 18 months. No, you're not. Duh. It's just that they go work. Any place that stays locked down that long is going to fucking fall apart after about 2 months. And it's going to be like Escape from New York or some shit like that. Nobody's going to stay locked down that long. I just see these guys, these governors on TV grandstanding and all of them trying to fucking get brownie points of who values life the most. And they're lying. So if you're in one of those areas where, man, I'm going to be locked up for 18 months here and not be able to leave my house. No, you're not. They're saying that. And after a couple of weeks when fucking shit starts going really bad, they're going to lift all that fucking ban all those lockdowns because they want to keep a city intact.
I'm already seeing all the Shining memes.
What's that?
It's like all the family and it's like of all of them sitting there. It's like, you know. Being locked away for the few months is just with just your family, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
Although I'm kind of like, you know, I've been working at home for several years, so it's...
Yeah, so it's, but the thing
it's
is...
It's not that weird.
If you have a whole city like that, and the economy isn't working, and the money's drying up,
well, yeah, there's
and
nowhere
shit
to go
like that,
and
no like, fucking way, they are tripping. You're going to have some people going, fuck it, I'm leaving this city. You know what I mean? They're going to try to leave. They're going to break quarantine. And they're going to run into the police, and the police are going to try to stop them. Say, no, you can't leave the city. And then the next thing you know, there's thousands of them, and a riot breaks out because they all want to leave the city because they've all been locked up for 2 months, and they're all out of money. And fucking, you know, they can't afford food anymore. That kind of shit can go wrong. Just because you give them money, that doesn't mean they're going to have money. You're going to give them money, and some of them
are going to go all Bronx Warriors.
Yeah, you're going to give out money, and there's going to be a certain percentage of those people that are just like the people we were talking about out of fucking Tiger King, and they're gonna spend that shit on meth, okay, and then they're gonna get hungry, and then they're gonna try to take other people's shit. It just doesn't work out. It's gonna be like a Katrina type situation.
Well, like I said, I don't think it's gonna get to that. But
they're not gonna let it get to that bad. No, they're gonna realize all the sick people are over here. We'll keep these kind of locked down. Yeah, you guys over there. Yeah, you can leave. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get out. That's what they're gonna do.
Get out.
They're not gonna lock down the whole country. It'd be a fucking disaster.
Somebody commented on I guess the when we put up our pandemic show several weeks ago. Somebody commented something about it's like, oh, how do you feel now about like stocking up on toilet paper? I'm like, bitch, we still got toilet paper we bought before this whole shit started.
Yeah, we got Sam's
still had a whole big thing of it in the garage.
Got a shit ton of that stuff.
We bought it a long time ago.
I just went to Publix, man, everything's still there. Our local grocery store, they hit the canned goods and the fucking, and the Dinty Moore.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, they even had like some paper products.
Oh, yeah.
I think when I went to Publix the other day, like, I think the toilet paper was still gone and the cleaning stuff was gone, like all the bleach and stuff. But other than that, everything was pretty
And
much
then they had, you know, all the fresh fruit and vegetables in the fucking world.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? It's just.
People aren't buying those because they're like looking for stuff that's going to.
If you run out of toilet paper, look, if you run out of toilet paper, just go get you a fucking hose.
Hook that hose up to your sink. Now is the time to get the bidet attached.
Get the bidet attached. Just go get your hose.
People
love
those.
Hook that up to your sink and turn that shit on. Sit over that toilet and just spray. Yeah. Wash that shit off.
Clean it all off.
Toilet paper's not the end of the world.
Or
toilet paper wasn't around forever. That's a new invention.
Or like I said, you could just, you know,
hop in the shower.
Yeah. Or when we were growing up, it's like sometimes if you couldn't afford like disposable diapers, you had to use cloth diapers.
Yeah, that boy, you don't want that around.
No,
your house,
I know, though. But it's like, you know what I mean.
If you had to, but man, washing that and having those fucking things in your house, no.
Yeah.
Just get a fucking hose.
Yeah.
Now hook it up to your sink. You
That's
know,
what
you
I mean. I feel like a lot of people have said, just get a bidet attachment like for your toilet.
Yeah.
And then...
Spray your ass off.
Because everybody I know that has bought one of those was like, it'll change your life. It's the best thing ever.
That's why Brazil had them. They had the toilet and a bidet.
A lot of places in Europe have it too.
Yeah.
Although where I stayed in the UK didn't have one, but like a lot of people did have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, bidets.
Come out of there just like you just took a shower.
Bring little sparkles on. I just
bouncing off your ass when you come out.
For some reason, I just thought of like a Ren and Stimpy cartoon with like one of his little butt. Like
people fucking overthink shit too much, man. You could take my whole house away and I could live. I lived out in the field in the army fucking months on end sometimes. If I got my ruck and all my equipment, some bungee cord and a poncho liner and fucking whoopee, which is a blanket.
You fucking.
Do you know where that came? I don't know if this was the origin of it, but because it might have been a thing before that. But I always called it a whoopee because of Mr. Mom, that Michael Keaton movie from 1982 or 1984.
I just called it that because civilians wouldn't know what a poncho liner was.
Oh. Well, whoopee's a blanket.
It's a blanket.
Yeah.
But a poncho liner is a blanket.
Because that was what his kid called like his security blanket, his whoopee.
In the Army, if you carried a blanket, they would just call you a fucking pussy. All right? We had a thing called a poncho liner. You have a regular poncho, which you can stick your head through. All right, and it had rings around it and snaps. Well, in those little rings, you can put bungee cord and stretch it out and make a tent. It's called, we used to call it a hooch, and get underneath there. All right. Well, you can also attach that poncho to a liner, and turn it into like a waterproof blanket. But only a pug would do that.
Yeah.
We kept the liner separate, so you get underneath your shelter, and then you roll up. You know what I mean? And then you wrap your poncho around you, poncho liner around you. And if you were really going to set up a fucking 4-star hotel, you get out your damn inflatable mattress. All right, because we had inflatable mattress, and we also had a thing called a pussy pad, which is just a foam rubber mat. And you can get on that, and then you can put your sleeping bag on it. But if you had an inflatable mattress, that's even better. I got one of those.
Yeah.
You just blow it up, because that'll raise you up off the ground a couple of inches. That way your sleeping bag won't get wet if it rained. If the water starts coming underneath there.
Yeah, I used to have an inflatable mattress.
Yeah.
I had, like, guests sleep on
it. No, I could sit up on top of there, man. It'd be raining and fucking the rain wouldn't be on me. And we'd be in Korea and all the rain would fucking be going down through your hooch like you were sleeping in the center of a waterfall and you'd be fucking dry as shit. On that inflatable mattress.
Just looking at the water going, fuck
yeah, well,
you,
water. Looking at the water going by, smoking and flicking your ashes in the water as it's going by, talking to the dude next to you. Yeah.
I just laughed because you said whoopee. And I didn't know if you knew that that's where that came from, was Mr.
No, Whoopi. I know that.
I don't know if it was a thing before that, but that's where I got it from.
Okay.
Is because that's what
his, I just called it a whoopee.
That's what his kid called his security blanket.
It is a security blanket.
Yeah.
Because you're underneath there fucking feeling dry.
Because I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but I remember he somehow, Michael Keaton, because the whole premise of Mr. Mom, which seems like a really weird sexist premise in this day and age, was like that men are clueless about how to do anything, like around the house or having to do with children or anything. He's just like, I don't know how to do anything. I don't know how to cook. I don't know how to iron anything and shit like that, which is very silly. Yeah. But it was still a funny movie. But I think he fucked the whoopee up somehow. Like, I don't know. He probably, knowing him, accidentally put it in the blender or some shit like that. It was, like, stupid. So I remember he had to, like, staple it to get, stapling the shit together. And I remember him making grilled cheese sandwiches with the iron, which I always kind of wanted to do. And then I was like, nah, that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
No. You could make it with a waffle iron.
Yeah. He's talking about an iron iron. Yeah, like an clothes iron. He was made, like, on the ironing board. And yeah. Because well, it's, like, would... too hard to put in a pan, I guess.
That's kind of dumb.
That's what I mean. I'm like, that's a really sexist movie. Because it's like talking about how stupid men are and they don't know how to do anything.
Maybe one of these days I ought to bust out all that equipment and show people how to use all that stuff.
Yeah, maybe you can do that tomorrow on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, maybe.
If you want.
I explain everybody what's what.
You explain it?
I'll explain it.
Tom explains it all.
Yeah, you can make a video.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see.
We'll do that tomorrow if you feel like it.
All right.
He's probably not going to feel like it.
We'll see.
We'll see how it goes. All right. So tomorrow we got a movie review going up, and we'll have another one of these, too. It'll go up in the afternoon. So we'll talk to you guys again then.